We have heard the scripture read this morning, and John, I think you always say, "The Lord be with you." Amen. All right. And from that reading of the scripture that we had earlier, a verse, 1 John 3, verse 1, it says, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him." Rejection proof. Rejection proof. Coming up in my small town of Columbus, Texas, and I think Dr. Ricker, you was down there in that area one time. In Columbus, Texas, coming up, moving around that small town, back there in the 60s and 70s, John, there was times in which I was rejected. Rejected basically because of the color of my skin. Felt left out. Back then in Columbus, Texas, I went into the back of the restaurants through the back door. I felt rejected. Even when we integrated the school system, I still felt rejected. I remember the first week I was there in the new school in which we integrated. One of those who went to the Columbus High School came up to me and said, "You remember this, Sylvester, this is our school. This is not your school." And there we are, supposed to been one school. I'm telling you, I felt rejected. And you don't feel good when you are rejected. And so, and moving on, I knew that I was a child of God, and the text says that God, well, I'm a child of God, and God loves his children. And I started to wonder, say, "Lord, why do I feel so rejected? People don't love me as I am." And so I said to myself coming up, I said, "I'm going to become rejection." Hello, somebody. And you said, "How'd you do that?" Well, I did learn something coming up in school. Amen. And becoming rejection proof. The fear of rejection is so intense at times that it leads us to protect ourselves. Well, Sylvester, how do you become rejection proof? Well, first of all, this is what I did, and maybe some of you, and I'm not the only one being rejected. It doesn't really matter who you, color your skin, where you go to church. We all face times when we've been rejected. First of all, we feel rejection proof. We vow never to let anybody get close enough to hurt us again. Did y'all hear what I said? We vowed to let, to not let anybody get close enough to hurt us again. And some of us will do that. We walk past each other like we don't want to speak. Act like we don't know each other. I'm not going to let anyone hurt me again. But it sounds good in theory. But by closing others out, we clothe ourselves in. And all of our relationships suffer. Can I say that one more time, huh? Well, you're not going to let anybody get close enough to hurt you again. Have you been there before? It's good in theory, but closing others out, we close ourselves in. And all of our relationships suffer. But that's all right, but I'm not going to let you hurt me again. I'm becoming Dr. Jolene Weston, rejection proof. Another way I said I'm going to become rejection proof, I'm going to put on my best game face. I'm going to put on my best game face. What do you mean, preacher? It means to say I'm tough. Who needs other people anyway? I don't. As a result, nobody meets our needs. I put my game face on. I'm tough. How are you feeling? I'm all right. I'm tough. Don't need you. I don't need anyone else. I'm becoming what? Rejection. What? Third, becoming rejection proof means I push others away. When we feel rejected, we imagine we are being attacked even when we are not. Somebody just smile at you and you push them away. We feel like we are being attacked and people are just trying to just help us, John. So we put on our boxing gloves and we come out swinging. I'm rejection proof now. Fourth, we try to buy rejection protection by doing favors for other people. Pastor's preaching here, isn't he? Amen. We try to buy rejection protection by doing favors for people. I just make you love me, make you like me. I'm just doing everything for you, just trying to impress you, hello, so I can fit in and so you will not reject me, hello. You just come become somebody's bad person, always there. Becoming what? Putting up sometimes even with abusive relationships because we think it's what we deserve and it may be our last chance at love. Oh my God. Rejection proof. And then becoming rejection proof, we practice at times perfectionism. Just always trying to be what? Perfect. If I'm perfect, Jolene, you can't find any fault with me. You can't reject me. You got to have me, huh? It's okay, you can do it for one person, but realize this. God already loves you unconditionally. And human standards vary so much that you'll never make everybody happy, however you try. Is that right, Lamont? Huh? All right. John, you feeling me?
Yeah. Oh.
And we have said, I'm becoming rejection proof. Never let anybody get close enough to hurt me again. And second, I said, I'm going to put on my best game face and let you know I'm tough all the time. You're not going to see me cry. Third, I said, we're going to try to push others away, even when they are just trying to love us. And fourth, I said, we try to buy rejection protection by doing favors for people. And then I said, we try to practice professionalism. See, as long as you keep trading with a diminished sense of worth, you will keep attracting the wrong people. So listen up, my brothers and sisters, this day. The text says in 1 John 3:1 that our Father loves us. For he calls us his children. And that is what we are. And that's only the beginning, it says in verse 2, when Christ is revealed, we will become like him. I'm a child of God. If your self-worth and if my self-worth comes from any opinion other than God's, we will always be vulnerable, will we not? Your critics will diminish you. Trying and failing will keep you from rising again. And worst of all, you will never discover or be discovered for the unique and wonderful person that God made you to be. Well, here now. Rejection proof is all right, but you know sometimes you got to let all that go and quit worrying about it. And just say that as long as God loves me, that's all that really counts. Well, it says over in Ephesians 3:17 that we should be rooted deep and found securely on God's love. So I have found that out. So now I'm not worried about what you're thinking, John. I'm secure in God's love. Now, hello, somebody, huh? See, I got some roots. When your roots spring from the soil of rejection, it is like living in a house with a faulty foundation. Every storm will bring new problems. You can employ all kinds of tricks, from people-pleasing to workaholics, to make yourself feel better. But without a healthy root system, nothing works. I got the system now. Flawed roots always produce flawed fruit. And your roots were diseased long before you started producing such fruits. So what's the answer, preacher? I'm saying be rooted deep and be found securely on what? God's love. God wants to pick us up right now. He wants to shake off the old soil and replant us securely in his love and in his acceptance. And he doesn't just replant you, he reparents you. Well, that means you no longer draw your self-worth from your family of origin. Now it says in 1 John 3:2, we are the sons of God. Well, here now, remember, it's a process. Strong roots require three things, and then I'm finished.
Amen.
Then I'll be finished. We're going to have these strong roots. We're going to let ourselves be who we are, who God made us to be. And I heard some preachers say, God did not make any junk. Well, strong roots require three things. It requires time to develop. Be confident in your identity as God's child. It's like breaking in new shoes. You must walk in them till they become comfortable. So I'm securing God's love. I'm walking in it now. And I've been walking in it a long time. And I'm feeling very, very comfortable here. Hello, somebody. And I told you, Lisa, I already felt at home before I got here. Because our roots are deep in God's love. And wherever I am, God loves me. Second, you must feed yourselves and water yourselves regularly in order to have strong roots. See, once a week in church just won't do it. Once a week in church won't cut it. You must learn to feed yourself regularly on God's word. Why are you reading the Bible? I'm growing my roots. I'm a child of God. I'm stronger now. I'm wiser now. Huh? I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Hello, somebody. Huh? Oh, God loves me. And then third, protection from predators and harsh elements that can kill. Strong roots require protection from predators and harsh elements that would kill. What are you saying? Well, you need to surround yourself with people who have attained like precious faith. 2 Peter 1:1. See, Christian fellowship is your protective shield. Hello, I'm in the house of the Lord. And I got a shield around because I'm around good people here. Amen. It's going to help me to grow in my faith, huh? And I don't have to worry about being rejected. Hello, somebody. I can be who I am. Hello, somebody. I can lift up holy hands. Pick up my feet. And then, right, you don't mind here. I can be who I am. But you know what happened here? Just last year, Pastor, I was telling another colleague in the ministry right here in the Austin area, well, I might come out and visit your church. And the person told me, Sylvester, you better call ahead. I said, why do I got to call ahead? Well, we're not used to having African Americans around. I don't know what may happen at all. But you know, I'm securing God's love. That didn't bother me. Hello. I showed up unannounced anyway. Hello. See, we need to surround ourselves. I got a lot of good people around who have attained like precious faith. And so now I feel like we can go on. And I can be who I am and you can be who you are. Hello, somebody. I can worship in my style. You can worship in your style. Hello, somebody. The cure for rejection is being able to see yourself as God sees you. It means announcing this. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I have. And therefore I can do what God says I can do. I better say that one more time. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. Therefore, I can do what God says I can do. Hello, somebody. Well, I'm going to love you anyhow. You may not speak back, but it won't hurt me any longer. Because I love God. And as a child of God, in the end, I know He loves me. For God will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come on up and I'll make you ruler over many. Hello, somebody. So are you ready to get to know each other? Are you trying to shy away? We don't need to shy away. And next time we come together, we're not going to divide it up like this. Whites in one section, blacks in another section. We're going to do away dead that, and we're going to mingle together. We're not going to only be in the same room, but we're going to be in the same pew. Because we are all God's children. Hello, my time is out. In the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. Let the church say what? Amen. Amen and amen. Hello.